Bill Moyers has had a long and provocative career in journalism, but conservatives often criticized him, especially when he began a weekly show on PBS. The right wing said the liberal Moyers had no business repeatedly blasting President Bush on a publicly funded network. Even self-described compassionate conservatives, like Wisconsin Congressmember Mark Green, took issue with Moyers. While campaigning with Vice President Dick Cheney in Milwaukee this fall, Green became very angry about Moyers criticizing a man who wears flag pins on his tie.
"Come here, I dare you, and take his flag off." "Let's see if he shows up. Let's see if he shows up."
Wisconsin Public Television Director Malcolm Brett says his network has had a tremendous following of people who love the Now program. Brett calls Moyers' departure on the level of Edward R. Murrow's retirement. Brett acknowledges hearing from some critics, but says he doesn't see Moyers stepping down as making life easier for public television executives.
"Those who criticize public television will do so for whatever reasons they do, whether Bill's on the air or not. Certainly, Moyers was a very prominent target for some of his detractors, and I suspect that there will be others that detract from public broadcasting for whatever reason. And so I don't see this as an opportunity for public broadcasting to dampen the attention it gets from those who agree or disagree with what they see on the air."
Some of Moyers' production team will stay with Now, as will the current co-host, David Brancaccio. But the hour-long program will be cut to a half hour beginning next month. Wisconsin Public Television and many other PBS outlets added the more conservative host Tucker Carlson this year. That show is not slated for changes. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.